Hello, guys. Hello.
Heyo.
Hello, Boss Barrel. Hello.
Hello, bosses.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, John. Hey. How's it going?
It's going.
Episode 23 Sweet. Is how's it going.
That 23 is a good number.
Boss Barrel Radio episode 23. It is January 26, 2011. Mm-hmm. The future is now. So, how's it going, guys?
It's going.
Good.
It's going.
Good.
Yeah.
We are in, as John said before, Studio B.
Studio B.
Did some bullet storm recording.
Killed some guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check our
skill.
Video out of that.
Should be up along the same time as this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So kind of a crazy time right now. More stuff to come. I think we'll discuss more of this later in the podcast, but just as a little teaser, Nintendo 3DS has been dated and spec'd and priced. Check out the video on our site that has like all the details on everything.
It's like March 27th.
March 27th? Let me check the...
It's that soon?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's coming up.
23rd, 27th, something like that?
It's going to be in 3D all the time now.
Between March 27th, or roughly March 27th.
The girlfriend came up to me the other day and was just like, I think I want to get a 3DS. I'm like, well, let's just wait on that.
$250.
Because I know I'm going to buy one. There's no reason she has to buy one.
Why don't you just get the next version that'll be available in
the 4DS?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Why not wait till... But with this stuff, we can talk about it later after we get through the usual thing. So yeah, let's waste no time and talk about the games we've been playing recently. Uh-huh. Ryan, you got anything you want to start off with?
Played Crysis 2 multiplayer.
Yeah, you did mention that. I did want to hear about.
Yeah. It's basically it's a cross from Halo and Medal of Honor. It is jumping with the weapons from Medal of Honor and the combat of Medal of Honor, but with jumping and nano suits.
So I'm guessing you never played Crysis.
No, never played the first one.
Or Crysis Warhead.
Nope.
I played all of like 10 minutes of Crysis.
But they were only single player, right? The Crysis games before were only single.
Yeah.
But now, the demo is, it's got a couple different modes, a whole crap load of unlockables, but you can only unlock up to a certain point. But the real game looks like there's going to be a whole lot to unlock. And the kill streaks are interesting. They did something nice with it. It's like you kill someone, they drop a dog tag. You can pick up 3 dog tags, you get a 3 kill streak.
So you have to pick them up.
So you can't just like shoot dude and run off.
So if you're
and shoot
a sniper, like you don't get kill streaks.
Or if you're using your Modern Warfare explode everything in the map ability, then you don't really get the credit for those.
You don't.
So can you pick up somebody else's dog tags?
Yes, if someone else kills them, I believe you can pick up the dog tag.
Interesting.
That's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool. Yeah. Throws a different spin on that whole idea.
Keeps people moving around a bit.
And there's a... It's pretty fun, like the jumping aspect. It's that you get an energy bar.
So you've got the power to put to your suit's abilities, right?
Yes, the suit, your energy is consumed by running and by jumping. And then also you have, on either side of the controller, you have your armor, which like buffs your suit up to like super buff. Yeah, you can take a lot of hits, or you can go stealth mode and become completely invisible.
Whoa.
And all this takes energy, and if you run out of energy, you can just basically walk, and then it takes like 5 to 10 seconds, and your energy goes back and is back for you again.
I see. That's kind of cool.
Suit power is just like in the original game, but
is it
multiplayer?
So, in a multiplayer sense. That's kind of cool.
And it feels like I was playing Medal of Honor, but jumping.
So bad, or why do you say Medal of Honor?
Just the way the grenades were thrown, and just the style of shooting, just it felt exactly like I was playing Medal of Honor, but with a different like texture. But it was fun. I'll probably end up getting it.
Yeah. How did it look? You think on the 360?
600 frames per second.
Yeah.
Did it melt your Xbox?
I don't think it.
did your TV just go fuck it and just explode?
Xbox 720. They actually built Crysis 2 to be played on Xbox 720. Yeah. So
PS4.
On the PSP2.
You know, it actually wasn't that pretty. Tell you the truth.
Really?
There's more polished games out there.
I wonder if that's just like the multiplayer demo aspect of it.
Possibly.
Just like, you know. This is not you know, a direct representation of the final piece yeah. of work.
The other, I think the other kind of like ironic thing about doing a multiplayer with Crysis is Crysis's big to do was like it runs at 60 frames per second and it's super smooth. And nobody will ever be able to appreciate it unless you have the video card of a spaceship.
Yeah, unless you got your computer from Satan.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Right, which is funny because if you're putting that into a multiplayer, you have to deal with, like, internet latency yeah, and
so.
Server stuff.
So like, to deal with real life.
So it's going
to
be
so
frames,
all those things you yeah. loved about Crysis, besides the polar, the high frame rate and the prettiness of it.
Yeah,
it's going to be there.
Yeah, I wonder.
Do we know who's developing that game for the 360?
We can look it up, but I forget.
Dude, I forget who even made the first one.
Crytek? Was it?
Yeah,
I think it was Crytek that made the first one. I don't know who's doing the second one.
Were they a game company developed solely to make this game?
Crytek did the Crytek engine.
Yeah, that
and makes sense. They also did I think the engine for Far Cry.
Right? Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Developers by Crytek Frankfurt. And yeah. Yep. Being published by EA. So get your EA pass on.
Nice.
Talk more about that later.
That's what I thought. It felt like I was throwing grenades later. From EA. Like
I mean, EA is just a publisher though, so they wouldn't have anything to do with it.
But it feels unless you're talking about so similar and it's eerily like cuz it's not a good system that they use and it's weird.
You're saying there's a market for like better grenade middleware?
Yes, yes. There's for some reason.
Nade aid.
Call of Duty grenades are thrown brilliantly, and then these Medal of Honor.
If only we knew how to program. Yeah. Have our studio right there. Grenade aid.
Yes.
Grenade aid.
Yep.
There could be a market for this.
Third party software for better throwing grenades.
Every single bottle, no matter the drink, is shaped after some sort of grenade. You actually have to remove the pin to drink out of it.
I also played the Bulletstorm, and Call of Duty map packs are coming out in like
February 4th.
Yeah,
it's kind of exciting.
Yeah,
five maps or four
multiplayer maps and a zombie map.
Zombie map.
So, are any of them?
We can talk more about this in news time if you guys like.
All right.
Yeah, there's some details.
But yeah, that's pretty. I played some more pinball effects.
Yeah.
Online tournament.
Buy any new ones?
I wish there were. I would buy them the second
you've already
they came
bought
out.
All of the
yes all geez. 18 to 13 to 18 tables.
Good yeah. Lord, are
did
they
you beat them?
How much?
I beat all of them.
How wow. much are the tables piece?
200. Well,
did you hit the rollback? Like you topped the score out so far on the display board?
No,
on the LED
over.
Board.
It's ridiculous because you unlock a sweet looking avatar award at 100,000 wizard score. And even though I've got first place on my whole friends list on every single table, I have like 20,000 wizard score. So
but your wizard score is like dependent on
how many
other
friends
players
and what they play. Yeah. Yeah, so
I keep meaning to help you out with that. But
unfortunately, now we're getting into the season of time to actually play real games.
Yeah, exactly. I missed my window of time.
Yeah, you missed the December, mid-December to mid-January month of time to get back into everything you didn't play.
Exactly. What,
I don't think I've ever talked about this on that game, but they have a weekly tournament.
That's cool.
It's pretty sweet. One table, you know, who's the best in the table, and I got ranked in the top 1,000.
Do you know if it is cross-platform, or is it just per platform, or only Xbox?
I think it's just... They probably do it separately for each platform, but I doubt
I imagine the way those are structured, they probably separate them.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if it's some central wizard server out there that was like...
Because the Marvel pinball is a completely separate game on the PS3 compared to Pinball FX2 just has those extra tables.
Huh.
That's all I got.
John?
Aside from... Bulletstorm demo and just more Mass Effect. Finally finished that today.
Did you save Yeoman Chambers?
I did save Kelly this time.
Nice.
I saved Kelly. I saved the Doctor. Totally did not realize the first two times I played that game through that you have like a side quest where you go get Brandy for The doctor?
Who? What? Oh, yeah, yeah.
What,
yeah.
Get her drunk?
Yeah,
you, yeah, you can drunk. Have a little you conversation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's cool.
It's all right. I don't know. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, you can do that with like every character on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
You do it with the tech dudes in the bay and just go into a location and buy it.
I also, weirdly, I discovered that there's a, there's, I wasn't able to get the loyalty, like, okay, so I did
throwing stuff at cats.
I did the mission to get the loyalty for, or I did the mission to get the loyalty for Legion, but right after I did it, Tali and Legion go at it, and you're supposed to pick your choice, but I didn't have a high enough one way or the other to defuse it. But I did, weirdly, I didn't know you could do this. If you immediately talk to that person afterwards, you can have a dialogue conversation about the interaction with them.
Oh, really?
And if you have a high enough Renegade or Paragon, you can dissuade them from not being loyal to you. You can basically stab that other person you agreed with in the back and swing it back.
Huh.
I was like, huh, weird.
Cool. I did not know that.
Second chance if you were like, shit, I made the wrong choice.
Yeah, because I was like, Tali, I'll tell Legion not to submit the information he just downloaded. Now, get out of here. And then as soon as she left, I talked to Legion. I was like, I was totally lying to her. I told her whatever she wanted to hear.
You do what you want, robot man.
You know women, right? You know women.
And Legion's like, that was... Legion's like, that was dishonest. And she's like, Dude Shepard's just like, you're a robot. You don't even know what that means.
Still playing this Dude Shepard, John.
No, I know. Oh, man.
Got to switch
and
over
now
to
that
Chuck
I have,
Shepard.
Now that I have Dead Space in the... I kind of want to play that again as Lady Shepard, but...
it's better.
You should play it as German Shepherd.
German Shepherd?
Yes.
Bodybuilder Shepherd?
Just bite everybody. Oh, man.
Shepherd. Rough.
Yeah, so. Did all that stuff. I think Shadow Broker DLC, despite its slight flaws, is actually pretty long and pretty cool. I do like that you get to meet another Spectre and you get to kill them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot that
longer
that
person
was a Spectre.
It's longer than you think it should be.
What did you think of the worst part of that? The driving portion.
It's terrible.
When I remember playing that, I was like, oh, they're wanting me to do this part.
Yeah. It started up and I'm like, oh.
This is the downloads. This is the downloadable content that I wanted to play.
Right.
A racing game.
Grand Theft Mass Effect.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It's really, really weird. And so, like, I don't know. It was kind of cool, but it was also kind of a pain in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good. I think the most worthless piece of DLC for that game, though, is the
Overlord
hover tank. Yeah,
Firewalker. Yep,
the jetpack tank.
The free one.
Yeah. I did two of those things, and I'm like,
After they trained me how to do it, I was like, yep, not doing this anymore.
Yep. I'm like, so
free for a reason.
So is it, all of these are gonna be like that?
Is it terrible. Better than mining for on planets?
No,
I don't mind mining.
Yeah, I don't mind mining either. Especially once you get those upgrades and you can carry 60 pods and that thing goes faster, cakewalk.
I think the biggest thing was I made a rule to myself after I did the first planet. I was like, I will mine until moderate,
yeah.
And then I will leave.
Yeah. You always, if it's anything less than good, you just
don't
skip
do it.
Over it.
Exactly.
Just skip over it. And once you mine down to moderate
but on
or
those
poor,
moderate planets is where you find the really rare stuff.
That's not true at all.
No, you always just go to rich.
You were fueling the insanity and hatred for this.
That's the only reason people hate it, because they're like,
well, and the OCD, like the obsessive compulsive nature of people that are like, I have to get everything out of this planet.
Yeah,
like, no,
it's like
you don't.
It's like, yeah, people that want to mine those planets until they're depleted, that's crazy talk.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
You don't need to. There are so many planets in the Milky Way system that you could just. Whatever. Just go farm to your heart's content. If it says moderate or less, don't worry about it.
Exactly.
If it says good or rich, mine it a little bit until it drops below moderate or at moderate, and then just pitch it. Don't worry about it.
Just pitch that planet.
Not worth the heartache.
Get rid of it. Blow that shit up.
Other than that,
Bulletstorm.
Hey, Bulletstorm.
Yeah, we all played Bulletstorm.
Played a lot of Bulletstorm. watch the video we put up.
Yeah.
It's good.
Skill shots.
It's good. Skill shots. Dick jokes.
Dick
to the
tits.
Max. Dick tits.
Dick jokes.
That was probably one of the best things I've heard. Good one.
No, well, one of the most like out of place comments in that demo though is like when she says, "Quit farting around. This building's getting cranky." I'm like, farting around. That's the best thing you can come up with right now.
Hey, man.
I'm pretty sure I've said dick 12 times since up
until
this point.
I want you to create a list. Don't repeat. You can't combine, like, you can't flip-flop words. Come up with as many nonsense, non-offensive terms. Swears.
Non-offensive swears?
Not offensive, like no racial slurs or anything like that.
No,
is dick tits?
I think dick tits is pretty much as far as you get.
I don't even know what that means. That game has so many things. Like, I don't...
I'm excited for the boss fights.
Yeah, just YouTube any video that has Bulletstorm and you're going to hear stuff that...
No, don't YouTube it. Look at our site because every one of those videos.
That's true, we do. Every single one. That game is as ridiculous as you could expect it to be.
Game's going
to
be so good.
I do think if that's what it's going to do, that every time it's keeping track of your score, that's your currency, that's great because it gives you incentive to... be creative as play, opposed to making it just this thing that's installed in the game that you can be creative, but there's just a
I'm
routine effective way of killing people.
The other thing that I really hope is, so the demo, as we talk about with the video, is not the campaign. You're not playing through the campaign story. You're playing through what they call Echoes.
Yeah.
A mode that's in the game.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a mode. So what I'm thinking is that's your competitive online.
It is
just leaderboard stuff.
Leaderboard chasing. You can play
the four-player.
Yep.
Echoes mode.
So with that, cool. What I'm hoping that ends up being is your way to level up your guy. So what I'm hoping is that will carry over into the campaign.
It crosses
so
over both ways.
I'm just saying I hope, because if I go and I play a bunch of Echoes and get a bunch of points, I want to go into the main campaign and use those points to my upgrades, or vice versa. I want to go into Echoes and be able to upgrade my guns because I played through all the campaign. And that's a multiplayer that I think would be totally cool.
Yeah,
I agree.
I do too. What game did that recently?
Tron did that.
Actually, it's going to happen that way because the Gears of War multiplayer system works, Epic. You level up in the single player campaign for your rank in the multiplayer too. Everything you do in single player.
Yeah, but I don't care about rank.
Well, that's how the currency basically.
What do I do with my rank? What do I do in Gears of War?
Dude, penis points.
Do I buy new colored do-rags?
Yeah.
No.
Hells,
no, I'm
yeah.
just saying
Hells,
that yeah. they cross it from multiplayer to single player, so that's probably how it's going to work.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah.
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be great. If I could do that, it would be great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to level up all single player and then have to do it all again.
I think the only thing that game is missing is what 50 Cent Blood on the Sand did.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a taunt button.
There needs to be
some kind of like... Just,
there's a right just, stick has it, nothing.
Yeah, has nothing. If that game
I need
launches,
a grenade bitches button.
If that game launches with right stick is like... Random
Bulletstorm 2.
Random quote yak pack.
Not your mama's Bulletstorm.
Exactly.
Your mama will like this.
Yeah. Speaking of your mother will like this, I started playing Dead Space 2.
Yeah. Is your mom like that game?
Is it the demo?
No, I got it in the mail, so I'm playing it.
No, is the demo like the first part of that game?
No. Because in the demo you have the armor. You start the game without the armor.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know how much.
Don't spoil too much.
Does anybody
get into it?
Both of you guys played through all of Dead Space, right?
Yeah, a couple times actually. Yeah.
Okay, so you were like invested in that stupid universe and all that stuff.
Yeah, no, I agree that universe is not the most compelling thing ever, but
I'm
it's
liking
kind of dead to me.
Well, the thing that I'm liking more and more when I'm playing it is I want to find out more about their world, but I don't care about the things the story is presenting to me. Like, I want my Mass Effect style. Codex of like
yeah you want their
so how did they harness this zero gravity throw a thing at a
the,
thing
the
like a blue
thing.
Ball
zero gravity throw a thing at a thing
yeah oh. I want to get the dirty science fiction facts on that and I've ran across a couple of things where it's like we're recharging the tachyon, like they're just like text logs and they're talking about like tachyon fields and
is it dialogue
depletion.
Or do you have to read it?
It's text.
God damn it. I am so fucking lazy.
Yeah, I don't do that.
What the hell is wrong with you guys?
Shooting people.
What the hell is wrong with you?
There are certain things. Like when I did layer, like Lair of the Shadow Broker, I read some of those dossiers.
You're part of the problem.
I read some of those ones. I think it's really awesome that Jack really wants to be a poet.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's sad that Miranda can't
is hilarious.
Can't have a baby, and I boned Miranda this time.
Miranda's
so
was so funny. And
my
so the what's his name? Legions was freaking great too.
Is Legion a big like eBay person?
You can read all his gamer scores and everything that he's done in his like Call of combat and I talked about this before last year, I think. So anyway, Dead Space 2. The more I play it, the more I'm enjoying it.
It's good. How do you feel about Isaac having voice in this one?
I don't give a shit.
You don't feel?
You don't give a shit that he does, or you just could care either way?
I could care either way.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that he's voiced is just, it's so arbitrary. Yeah.
Do you think it doesn't add or detract from the feel?
I think the only reason that is an issue that people are bringing up is because it's still the same game. Like, there's nothing different with this game from Dead Space 2 that I've ran into so far that is notable, besides it's like, oh, he talks. But from what it's like, did he not talk in the first game? I don't even remember him.
Well, like, that was the thing. It doesn't bug me either way yet. Like,
to me, Isaac, when I'm playing the game, Isaac does not need to talk, because Isaac doesn't need to be talking to nobody. All Isaac needs to do is just
kill
like,
some necromorphs.
No, all he needs to do is groan in fury as he's stomping a mud hole.
Well, that's
kind of
how I felt too, though. It's like, things. I don't know why he needs to talk unless like writing a game script is too hard to do with that, like with your main character.
I don't care one way or the other. It is a non-issue for me.
Yeah.
I got to the Iron Man moment that you see in all the trailers. Yeah, and the story of the game is starting to unfold. I just reached chapter 2 before I started, or before I saved and came over here to record.
Have they touched on any of his psychoses yet?
They do, but it's like, it's at the level I'm in right now, it is so uninteresting that it is, I mean, they haven't done anything to make me care about the character yet. It's like, yeah, I remember that thing before. There was things. There was souls. You were the sole survivor of the Ishimura, and now you got to fight him again. And he's bummed.
You brought them with you.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that I really like and dislike about that game is they do a really good job with atmosphere. Like, you're going into these rooms where the only light source is, like, something flickering in the background.
Yeah.
It creates really good stretch shadows, and you just... like, my skin just crawls, and I can, you're doing that roller coaster ride where you know something's going to pop out, and it doesn't, and then you turn the corner, and it's there, and you're like, ah, pants are pooped.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Like, the bigger draw to me for Dead Space 1, and even more so from what I've played for Dead Space 2, is the story isn't really super interesting at all, but it's the overall, like, horror effect that they put out there.
Oh yeah,
it does kind of
draw
you in.
Right,
it does kind of,
and that's what I'm saying. The more I play, like, that's my thing. Is I can admit it. That game scares the shit out of me when I'm playing it, I'm super uncomfortable when I'm playing that game. And when I played Dead Space 1, I went into my old apartment, shut all the lights off. I'd only played after 10 o'clock the first time. Just because I was like, I'm going to do this the way you should do this. And
did you put on some diapers too?
I played it until...
Oh, shit.
No. Seriously, I would play that game until I got too nauseous to play anymore, and then I would stop for the night.
I did Dead Space 1.
Yeah. It's a game where I would play until I felt like I was too sick to keep playing because of how tense it is.
Yeah.
But so this game does a little bit... takes a little bit of that tension away because they... build your character a little bit better than you do.
You're supposed to be more of a badass.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that you're like, there's a point where then you feel like you're like, okay, now I'm back on my A game. I can do this again. You know, just sort of like that connection with the character. And
sure.
You're like, all right, now I'm back into my full form of murdering things. And they dole that out really nicely in the first couple portions or sections of the game. But then the other thing I was going to say, what you were saying is, just to what you were saying, John, about the atmosphere and everything they create is, like, the reason it gets better and better the more I play it is because there's those moments where you walk into a room and you're like, something's going down, and then something goes down and you're still like scrambling and running around the room, and then I just get into that mode of like, I just like shoot one dude and then start flailing and stomping and just like I'm yelling with, I'm like, like that noise that that Isaac is making is like the exact noise that I would be making if I were, you know.
Right. It just sounds like frantic guttural noises. Just like, ah, brah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That.
No words can explain the guh.
Yeah. I'm so angry and horrified at the same time. All I can do is make animal noises.
Yeah.
So I really, really am enjoying it on that aspect. The upgrade system is exactly like it is before. You've got your power nodes and stuff like that.
And they're all like tree-based.
Yep. The cool thing is with the weapons, when you get to the end of the tree, they have special abilities.
Oh, that's
so like
nice.
The plasma cutter, the last ability is sets things on fire.
Doesn't they cut their shit off already?
No.
In case it didn't kill them enough the first time through, now it lights them on fire.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be fun if they replaced Isaac with Grayson Hunt?
Who's Grayson Hunt?
Bulletstorm main character.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know. Then it might not be as scary. I don't know. That was my thing, is like when I heard that they were going to make Isaac have a little bit more strength as a main character and not feel so helpless, I got a little concerned.
That was
because
the point of Dead Space.
Well, it was like, yeah, I just
the
I
feelings
wanted...
that I'm getting so far are the alien to aliens, where in one it was the unknown thing that you're just kind of struggling against through sheer force, and in this one they're like, you have the advantage because you know this stuff.
Yeah,
it's both you as a character and you as a player. You're
it's
like,
a known presence.
Yeah,
but
it's like the you get a radio call from the person and she's like, Isaac, you need to shoot them in the limbs strategically. And he's like, no shit. I've been through this before. Like he says that and you're like, yes, I know too, because that just happened many times.
Oh, well, at least the game is like aware that this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, did you play Dead Space 1? If you didn't, you go
there's
play
also,
Dead Space 1.
There's also previously on Dead Space.
Is there?
Yeah.
Yes, it was in the demo.
Yeah. I skipped over that, so I didn't.
Last little thing I want to talk about, last two little things about Dead Space 2 that I want to talk about here are, if you have a PlayStation 3, you should get it for that. If you're gonna buy the game,
yeah,
You get with the first exclusive, it's not a collector's edition. It's just like initial release executive collection or whatever the hell term sure. EA puts on it. You get Extraction free.
Oh, that's right.
Just for free, you get Dead Space Extraction.
And it works with the Move.
It does, yeah.
I should try that out.
You should.
Once you know how that goes.
The other interesting thing is, it's on the disc.
Is it? Fantastic.
So,
there's no EA, like...
No, just wait. So the way we get our games through the mail,
I get it regardless.
I don't know yet, because I don't know if you have to, like, redeem the box copy, if there's a code that you need to type in. I just saw it there, and it was like, you could load up Dead Space, or you could load up Dead Space Extraction. And I was like...
It's just going to be really shitty if, like, I can load up Dead Space Extraction, but then it's like, do you have an EA account?
Well, that's
do
the other thing I was going to say.
Do you have your EA ID card? Like...
Uh-huh. That's the other thing is, if you get a 48-hour trial EA pass, online pass...
So for 2 days, I could try.
Because if you recall...
I think you could beat that game in 2 days.
Extraction, well, probably.
No. Extraction is the...
The rail shooter,
is
right?
Different from...
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the Wii game.
Yeah.
So those are separate entities, right?
Right.
I'm talking the EA 48-hour passes for the Dead Space multiplayer. So if you go want to go play your multiplayer game from any EA product...
Well, but what I'm saying is like I'm saying, is it like a Cerberus network thing where...
No.
Where it's like I have to enter these codes in, and otherwise I'd have to pay the $15 to like.
You have to pay $10 regardless.
Is that a one-time fee?
For that game.
For that game.
So if you want to play the Dead Space 2 multiplayer, for more than 48 hours, you have to buy a $10 EA code.
That is retarded.
And then if you want to play Bulletstorm.
No, that can't be right.
Yes, it is.
Even if you buy a box copy?
Yes. What? 48 hours, John.
Well, that's...
If you want to play online for EA games for
what
more than...
What if you get, like, the extended super version, the collector's edition of Bulletstorm? Will that come with...
48 hours. It's EA's side.
Wow.
Yep.
Wait, no.
Do you remember in 2010?
Bulletstorm wouldn't be that way, though.
Yes, it is.
Isn't that an EA property?
Yes, it is.
Bulletstorm? No, it's
People Can Fly. And Epic Games.
Yeah, those are developers.
Yeah, published
by EA, right?
Really? I don't think so.
I don't think it is.
Okay. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty certain that
it's... Visceral in my head?
No.
No.
That's not right, because Visceral is under EA. Visceral is Dead Space.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I remember what EA set in place was like, it was to combat
EA.
People buying... Oh, is it?
Bulletstorm is EA.
Son of a bitch.
Combat turnaround sales for...
For pre-owned.
Yeah.
So if you buy a box copy, there should be a code inside of your 48 case.
48 hours.
That's only a 48-hour
code. 48-hour code. And then you pay your $10.
Well, why would
anybody
want...
Absolutely retarded.
Yep.
Well, so okay, so then what's the point of buying new overused at that point?
48 hours.
That
48 hours of
it's,
used.
Yeah. The point of buying new overused is they're going to say, well, since we're already losing all this money from used games, we may as well just charge $10 across the board and make that $10 even on used games.
Well, I get it, but that's just stupid. Now we're up to $70 if you want to play the multiplayer games for or $75.
Yeah.
That's just the base.
Yep.
Yeah.
$10 for that, for every game.
That's only EA doing that.
I'm okay with, I'm okay, I am slightly okay with having, if you had an EA account that was like, you pay $10 a year and all of our products, you can play online.
And that might be okay for PlayStation, but for Xbox Live, I'm already paying.
Yeah, people
for,
who are already paying out the ass.
For, yeah.
Because they're like...
How many fees are they going to charge it? Like,
well,
bring in there?
That's what I'm saying is, if you're going to pay a fee to a publisher for that, I think it's reasonable on the consumer side to say, we'll pay a one-time fee for all of your products. But to pay $10 for every product that you produce,
yeah,
that seems a little bit crazy.
Well, especially when you're the second biggest video game publishing company.
That's just
on the planet.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be playing EA games online anymore.
No, definitely not.
That sucks for Bulletstorm.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be paying for that.
Whoa, whoa,
I'll be playing
that
for 48 hours.
You played Medal of Honor online, right?
Yeah. Didn't have to pay for that.
So when did this...
It was late 2010, okay. I thought. Actually, I don't know.
I thought it kicked. I thought it kicked in with Tiger.
Tiger was 11. It Tiger or MMA?
Might have been MMA.
I don't know. We'll look into this.
Let's look into this. I still sit in opposition.
It's new copies free?
I think it's new copies have a code inside.
Like Service Network.
It has like a little leaflet that you enter a code and it gains you access to a free account. But if you don't have that code, you have to pay $10 for that game to get that code.
Okay. So just like Cerberus Network did.
Yeah,
which was...
Which I actually...
That's an EA property too, right?
It is.
EA?
Mass Effect 2 it is, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I believe that it was actually a $15 price point because it comes with some DLC attached to it.
Okay.
Which is like Zaid stuff.
Yeah. okay, so besides Dead Space 2, I played the end of Ghost Trick. I finished that.
Oh, sweet.
I also have been...
Do you win?
You win, yeah. Actually, it's a very, very adorable ending that's awesome.
Yeah, like I hear.
It's a very, awesome very ending. Good game. I'll write a review for that. I'm not writing it right now because I'm trying to get our last Game of the Year stuff up before the end of January, which we've got the Part A done. I'll get Part B done by the end of January.
Cool.
So look for the rest of our awards, which you already know if you're listening to this. Actually, no, there's some secret ones for non-podcast or for people. For podcast listeners, there's ones we didn't talk about. So, what else did I play? I think that's it. Bulletstorm demo, those three things. I downloaded a couple things, but I didn't get to playing them yet.
Psycho Cat.
Psycho Cat was not a game on my list.
But you played it.
Living it.
Yeah, we're gonna
yeah
Moving on to news.
Yeah. Actually, let's do this again. Since there's tons of new stuff to talk about, let's take our user email. Yeah. We have a user email. Or a listener email.
Listener.
Hey,
yep. So bossbarrel at, or bbr at bossbarrel.com is our email address. Send us emails about absurd things or video game things or flavors of ice cream or
questions about your life.
Whether John likes pickles. I don't know.
No, that should be common knowledge at this point.
Whatever, what have you, send us an email about it. So our first and only email this week is, it reads, if there were to be a movie made about Boss Barrel Radio, which actor would you like to play your role and why? And John, you can't say Bruce Willis for obvious reasons. We all know about your man crush.
Sincerely,
your number one fan. Thank you, Jen. You're awesome.
I don't know that Bruce Willis could accurately portray me. He's too macho to me.
What did somebody say?
Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, I feel like that wouldn't be too bad. That's a pretty decent choice. Yeah. Matthew Broderick.
He looks kind of like you too. Yeah. Yeah.
That's who you'd want to play you, or who you think is just.
I don't know. Matthew Broderick or. I think that's the most sensible choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan, yours is pretty obvious too.
Who's that?
John Cusack.
John Cusack.
Eh? Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
I don't know, man.
We'll just get Ryan Reynolds.
Rip Torn.
Johnny Knoxville.
Henry Rollins.
How about Seth Green?
Yeah, I'll take Seth Green.
Yeah. He likes to do a beard.
Yeah.
He's got red hair.
We need some dye in that beard. Yeah, I don't want to be portrayed by no ginger. Let's keep the facts straight.
But I think
I'm not a mutant.
I don't know. I think Seth Green could do all right.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Seth Green.
How about Vin Diesel?
That's more appropriate for John, I think.
Yeah.
Me and him look
Vin
so
Diesel
much
as Bruce Willis as John.
Yeah. I think Seth Green. Work out nicely.
Who would be playing Moffy?
Panthro.
Or your favorite actor, Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen could be playing the cat. Totally see that.
Yeah. Great. Great.
I thought you were gonna say George Lopez, but
Oh man.
Well, thank you for that email. That was enjoyable. Keep them coming.
Yeah, definitely. Please, for the love of all this. Boss Barrel, keep them coming.
So let's talk about news this week. So a couple of big bullet points. Well, actually, let's rewind and talk about what you were mentioning before, Ryan. Call of Duty Black Ops map pack coming out at the end of...
I think it's going to be about
February 1.
$15, I'm guessing. That's how much all the Call of Duty map packs seem to be. And hopefully it doesn't crash the servers.
Probably will.
But this is Treyarch, so might be different, but...
Probably will.
It probably will.
If it is the greatest sold game ever.
Yeah. Yeah. If there's a billion people downloading it, it's probably going to be.
There's a half a billion people downloading it.
And this one comes with an extra zombie map, too. Yeah. And the other ones didn't even do that.
Yeah. So you've got, like we were saying before, five maps, four regular, one zombie.
Yeah.
Now, are any of these from Modern Warfare 2 where they just took some
these
ones?
These are
from
all brand new maps.
This is our most popular map.
Yeah,
yes, exactly. All brand new maps, which I'm kind of excited about.
This is
about.
Blood cool. Gulch, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, how awesome would that be if there's one is Blood Gulch? And everybody's just
2 Fort.
Where's the Warthog? I need a Warthog.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The thing that I've heard that's kind of cool about it, though, with the zombie map, it's supposed to be this Russian space facility. That has a new enemy type.
Zombies in space.
It's going to be a zombie monkey. Zombie chimpanzee.
So what happens when you get monkeys?
I don't know.
Oh.
On your back?
There's also two new weapons. There's a stacking doll, a Russian nesting doll. That the only reason I know about that is because Tim Schafer tweeted and was like, "Stacking."
He got excited about it.
Yeah.
Does he have anything to do with that?
How are you going to do that?
It
you
could
stack
be.
Stack like zombies
throw
in
at somebody?
Into Nobody, zombies?
Don't worry about it. The fuck it, dude. You find out when it comes out.
Like splinters in people.
I don't. And there's another weapon too. Oh, it's a singularity generator. So you're making a little mini hole grenade or a black hole grenade.
Sweet.
So those are your two new weapons.
These seems overpowering.
And then the zombie monkeys is like the scientist from 5 that steals, instead of stealing your weapon, it steals your perks.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
I hate the thief.
So that's all I know about that.
The maps are supposed to be pretty diverse too.
Yeah?
From deserts to snow.
OMG.
Yep.
Do they have a water temple?
Yeah, that's usually level 3.
Yeah, it's always the pain in
my
the ass.
My favorite.
God, I hate the water temple.
You always get the boots. The gravity boots. Make you walk on the ground in the water.
Yep, lots of inverting the puzzle.
Yep.
Anyway.
Other news.
What else did we talk about? Maybe I was going to mention that Project $10 thing in this. But we talked about it enough already, and we'll look into further details later, like we said. So the biggest things on the news front here. Actually, let me check if there's any other little things. Oh yeah. So there's a new Mad World-ish game coming out.
Oh. Matter World.
Yeah, Matter World. It's called like what was the name? Mad Apocalypse, something like that.
Crazy World.
Yep. Crazy World. Little Big Crazy World. It's called Max Anarchy. All for right. The Xbox 360
that
and PlayStation
like a really,
3.
It sounds like a bad name.
Is it a different game?
From what's been released already, there's not a lot of details. It's supposed to be a MMO style game that focuses on melee combat in the black, white, and red world. That also is going to have some kind of campaign that goes along with it, I think.
That sounds...
That doesn't involve Jack Kamen.
That sounds crazy. That
sounds, yeah, it does sound crazy.
That sounds like anarchy, man.
It sounds crazy in the most, like, negative way that I could say that.
Like, yeah, but...
Like, that sounds like straight jacket, padded room, crazy.
But I feel like, also, it's Platinum Games, right? And their track record is getting a lot
it's
better.
Good. It's good.
You know, we got Mad World, and then we got a couple, like, what was it, Infinite Space, Bayonetta, and then what was the most recent one? I'm forgetting.
Vanquish.
Vanquish. So you're, like, steps towards quality.
Yeah.
It's an MMO that's going to last for 5 hours.
Well, I mean, take MMO as you will. Like, maybe it's just
well, I mean,
persistent
at least,
hacking and slashing.
Right. At least they're putting it on Xbox and, you say, PS3 as well.
Yeah.
So... At least their consoles that can handle a little bit more.
Black and white?
Yeah, a little bit more black. Can you imagine being a game developer and developing a game in constant black and white? Do you think you would just, like, go crazy after
yeah.
a little? Just be like, ugh, I just need to, like, stab my eyes to see color.
I think it would be really taxing, yeah.
I think it would just be rough, just constantly staring at a black and white screen.
But then imagine that feeling of turning away and you're like,
yeah, like looking out the window and just like, oh my god.
That company must have a very high turnover rate in their studio.
High suicide rate?
Yeah.
Or suicide.
Gosh.
Probably just quit before suicide.
Bludgeoning your eyes.
Some people try to take
hey, you ain't
out.
No Japanese game.
No, I am not.
The other thing,
people only see in black and white anyway. So.
Epic Mickey Studio.
They're making an Epic Mickey 2.
No, was it Disney Interactive? Or excuse me, what is the developer called? Propaganda. That's right. Propaganda.
Disney.
The people
Disney.
that made the Epic Disney or Epic
the
Mickey.
Epic fail.
Yeah, a lot of them got fired.
Did they?
So that's kind of a bummer.
Is it a bummer? Maybe.
Yes, John. When people lose jobs, it's a bummer.
I don't know. Why did they lose their jobs though? Is it for a legitimate reason? Like they didn't make a good game?
Well, you
too
know,
too much spray painting.
I think that
too much painting.
There's a difference between making poor games and the people that control the visions of games.
That's fair.
Like, do you think that the Bionic Commando staff was justified in getting completely fired?
No.
So,
because no, I thought that was a good game.
Yeah, exactly. So just because it didn't sell well.
Yeah, that's fair.
Did you meet them before or after they got fired?
Before.
Before?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah, so I mean, bummer that people are getting laid off for trying something different.
Well, even if they succeed at trying the same thing, they get fired. Infinity Ward.
That is for different reasons.
Yeah. They, a little mouthy.
That is for company slander. what's the other thing? Oh, it's in Pokemon news. So,
I read some
black
of this stuff. This actually sounds kind of cool.
How many Pokemon would you like to fight together?
A lot.
Would you like more than one?
Six.
Yes.
Ooh, is it turn-based?
No.
Multiple Pokemon?
Supposedly what you can do, and I don't even know why they mentioned friend codes, because that word alone makes me want to throw up when I read that whole thing.
Not interested.
But supposedly what you can do is you can have three people in a room together, and you can do three-way tornado match with your Pokemon.
I'm more interested in just
two people could team up on one person?
What I was listening to, or what I was reading from Nintendo, where they were talking about the three-on-three Pokemon battles.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Wait, three-on-three?
Why do we
three Pokemon against three Pokemon battles.
Oh, I read it. I thought I read something differently.
Can't you have two Pokemon
versus
two Pokemon versus two Pokemon?
I think a lot of waiting. Like, if you're doing that, you're waiting a lot.
Maybe
this
I read
Pokemon.
Maybe I read the thing wrong, where I thought what I read was it made it sound like you could have three people battling against each other.
Sure, why not? But
that would be cool to me.
The release that I'm reading here from Nintendo is there's 3-on-3 Pokemon battles. So you have 1-2-3 Pokemon versus 1-2-3 Pokemon. Ugh. And the cool thing about it is your teams of Pokemon, and when you put them in there, will have, depending on their placement in the map, will have certain. There's pros and cons to doing the different placements. So, like, if you're putting a Pokemon in the middle, it can be attacked by everybody. But if you're putting Pokemon on the wings, then they can't be attacked by all the other Pokemon. So you get into that, like, strategy of I'll put my... Finally, there's a reason for a defensive Pokemon.
Yeah.
Just put it in the middle.
Yeah.
And then you have your little, like, wings on the outside attacking. Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah. At least adding some depth to that whole thing. It's kind of cool.
After how many iterations of the same thing?
It's been a decade since they released that game. And
about 10.
Over a decade, right?
Yeah, over a decade.
Yeah, we're finally doing something new.
I was playing that game when I was like 11, so 12 maybe. Oh. So, yeah.
Every about 20 years, I'd say we get a new concept.
Yeah.
So, biggest news going on right now is the handheld console explosion. Nintendo 3DS has been announced for the United States. We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's a video on our site, so you can get all the information in detail there. But 3DS is going to be $249 at retail, suggested retail price. Improvements are going to be the analog circle disc, or whatever the hell they call it. Like the nubbin pad.
Joy nub.
Yeah, just like your PlayStation Portable device.
It's going to get a little different. This is more.
Is it gonna have one or two?
Well, if you want to talk about the shape, but yeah, it's a slidey circular thing that you use as an analog stick.
Is it just one or two?
One.
Just one.
So
talk about advancements.
Yeah.
Well, but in the same regard, though, I mean, it's not. I don't look to my 3DS. I don't look to my Nintendo platforms for quality first person shooter experiences where I would need two sticks.
I need third person shooters in 3D.
Dude, oh man. You need bullets coming out of your 3DS.
So you've got that is kind of a little basic thing that's an obvious upgrade. You've got the double camera on the back so you can take 3D pictures.
Yeah.
Camera on the front that's going to have facial recognition. You have a telescoping stylus. What's the other thing? Everything else is the same. Button layouts are all the same thing. One change to the buttons, though, are there's now going to be a home button.
Yeah.
So if you're playing any 3DS game, you can press the home button and you have your in-game cross-media bar.
Yeah.
That brings you to that.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And then, so this thing has more of an interface like the Wii does, right? Where you got your Miis and you got your friend codes.
I forgot all about the Miis.
Yeah. You get Miis and friend codes.
Yeah, probably.
From what I've seen.
I know there's built-in hardware with, or there's built-in software with it, which is the one is the the Mii generator. Mm-hmm. You just take a picture of yourself and it transfers, Miifies you.
You could have 3D Miis.
3D Miis, yeah.
3D Miis.
I don't really know how the friend codes work on that, because there's a two kind of big advancements that are coming with that side of it. There's
You can transfer friend codes via the You can transfer friend codes.
There's the Street Pass and then the I think it's called Spot Pass.
Yeah.
Those are the two big improvements there. So Spot Pass is basically like your wireless hotspots that you go to and you download maps for dungeons or new Pokemon or whatever. That's always been existent. But the other thing is the Street Pass, and Street Pass is like a passive friend or a passive DS interaction. So if you were like in the same coffee shop as somebody else who had a 3DS and you both had yours closed while you're waiting in line, the 3DSs will communicate with each other.
To one end?
What?
To what end?
There'll be mini games involved.
Small talk.
yeah. Like, do you remember the Nintendogs bark mode?
No.
Probably not. With Dragon Quest IX, you would pass information to each other and people would show up in your guild in the game.
Oh.
And then you would get maps and treasure from them. So this is, for example, if you watch our Street Fighter video, the Street Fighter 3DS edition, 3D edition, or whatever the hell they call it, you have trophies, these little like character trophies that will battle each other when you're randomly passing somebody on the street.
Without knowing it?
Without you knowing it, and then you flip open your game and it's like...
And he's beat up?
Yeah.
He's beat the shit?
Your Sakura statue
is
broken.
What the hell just happened to my trophy?
Somebody's Nintendog ate your Sakura statue.
That is not cool. Peed on it.
To what end?
So it's kind of cute, but it's cool, pointless?
I don't know how that's going to further the game. Which is why I'm concerned
just
about...
Just going to go walk into random crowds of people and see if they have 3DSs.
But I'm...
So like if I have a Pokemon game and I walk by somebody, my Pokemon randomly leave me.
I mean, maybe. There's no Pokemon 3DS game on the market yet, but...
Wouldn't you have to have the power for your 3DS on at all times then?
Yes. Yeah, it is in partial sleep mode. the light will also change. There's an LED light that will change... that also displays your power, but it will change color if it's sensing another 3DS in the area, which is kind of cool.
It's kind of cool.
But the really cool thing that separates this street mode versus the old DS street mode is in the last system, you had to have the cartridge in the device. In this game, you don't. So you could have your... cartridge for Pilot Wings 3D and in your system, and then you could be getting information bumped from people who have their Street Fighter stuff.
Would you be able to play Street Fighter like cooperatively with them against them with only one cartridge?
No, you'd have to have the cartridge in. But it is cool that they can interact on that level without you having to have the cartridge in.
Getting trophies to fight each other to get bigger trophies.
Then there's also going to be an SD card slot, which is really cool.
Yeah. Was there ever official word on whether or not this thing will play DS games?
Definitely. It is all backward compatible, and you can also pull in all your DSi shop in purchases into this using their new eShop or eStore.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Does it have the other one too, where it's got the backwards compatibility to... Advance?
No, we lost that with the DS. Yep.
Yeah,
that's too bad.
Or DSi, excuse me. Yeah. DS still had it. DSi
hopefully,
because
I thought somewhere in that wild, maybe I'm making this stuff up, but hopefully they will start just like making advanced games available for purchase on the
supposedly
shop.
Yeah, I thought that's that's what DSi store was supposed to be too, right? So take it as you will, but the guaranteed word is that on the DS or excuse me on the eStore, you'll be able to download Game Boy games for sure. And I think they were made mention of Game Boy Advance games. And they're supposed to have 3D options to them. Ooh, so, like, you can give your Tetris some depth now.
Play my my Metroid Fusion.
You can, yeah.
In the best way possible.
You can play Mario Land 2.
Mario Kart 2D. Becomes very ridiculous.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing is there's a lot of Mario Kart is not a 3DS game yet.
Not yet. But it's gonna be.
Yeah, and there's also the list of launch games here, which is pretty interesting if
it's
you.
Like what? There's like a couple dozen of them.
Yeah, actually, there's some pretty good ones. Like, besides Street Fighter, there's going to be a Dead or Alive game. There's going to be, I don't think...
Dead or Alive chicks in 3D.
Pilot Wings. Yeah, yeah. Obvious jokes are obvious.
Is Ocarina a launch?
No. The Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D is not going to be a launch. Neither is the Peace Walker, right?
Kid Icarus
Uprising will be.
There's no original Zelda title for this game?
Not yet. Star Fox 3D or Star Fox 64 3D is not gonna be a launch title either. All those non-launch games that you know about are supposed to be coming out before E3.
So a lot of the ones that are like reboots, I guess.
Are
not gonna be. Which is fine, I guess.
The one that I'm most interested in is Nintendogs and Cats.
Nintendogs plus
Cats. Yeah, Nintendogs and Cats. Nintendogs Cats.
Nintendog Cat.
Heard about it, it's supposed to be really cool.
Yeah, you're going to get a cat.
What's that?
You're going to get a cat?
Maybe. Well, the thing is, you get both.
Can you take a picture of
you get both at the same time.
Do they fight each other?
Yes. They do, depending on your interaction. This is why I'm so interested in this, because they react depending on your interactions with him. So if you like only play with the dog, if you only play with the dog, like the cat may become psychotic and jealous,
kill the dog.
And if it just like what if it just like street modes over to somebody else?
Yeah, exactly.
Peace.
Fuck you up, God. This person cares about cats.
Oh, look who showed up.
Hey, cats. Just talking. Speak of the devil here.
You say cat and the cat shows up.
So I'm really interested in that, and then they interact with each other, so they can fight, and you know they can play, which is cool.
Any word on whether or not that does have an interaction with other?
If there's a street mode in that,
right?
I bet there will be. I mean, since there was with Nintendogs, but no official description of what it
is.
If
I need somebody to walk my dog while I'm gone, can I?
This is the cool thing: is the camera inside the 3DS is supposed to have basic enough facial recognition of you that when you open your 3DS, the dog will see you, right? And it'll come up on the screen. If you put your face close to the screen, the dog's going to come up and lick your face in 3D. right? But the cool thing is if you open it and it's somebody, if somebody else opens it and the camera reads their face and it doesn't match, the dog starts barking.
Sweet.
Isn't that kind of cool?
Cat do? Cat hiss.
I don't know. The cat probably doesn't fucking care. It's a cat.
Cat just meows and wants to know where it's.
Yeah, the cat's just like, hey, what's up, guy?
What's up, dude?
You walk on 2 feet.
I like your backpack.
Aw. Yeah, there's some more launch titles out there. You know, I may pull a list up and put them on our site, but nothing too eShop. I don't know if I've been saying eStore, but yeah. Classic Game Boy games, Game Boy Color games is going to be
sweet Game Boy Color. Now I can finally play Pokemon Gold,
Yellow,
and Silver, the original.
You can
and
play
Yellow,
Pokemon Yellow
and have my Pikachu follow me around.
That's right.
Sweet. Is this a rumor too? In every interaction with the street mode, they're actually going to charge you $10.
You get billed on your debit card.
Steel Diver is a submarine based game.
Steel Diver.
Kind of cool. The other thing, the other obvious technological thing for this besides the 3D is there's going to be a gyrometer and accelerometer in there.
Sweet.
So iPhone style, you know, move it, stuff. Tilt and stuff. So that's what Steel Diver is, like a submarine game where you use the DSi like a periscope.
Diving.
Yeah. Sure. Underwater play.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
I think this will definitely be more of a step forward in handheld gaming than the PSP ever was.
Well, when I hear more and more details about this, the less I care about 3D and the more I care about just like, this is going to be another bomb-ass Nintendo handheld product that's like, you know, this is like the next step in hardware power.
Right.
Like going from Advance to DS. This is, you know, DS to 3DS. Like, this seems like the next jump.
Right.
Where you're going to have
like a legitimate product. Where
the PlayStation just went for graphical overhaul.
Yeah.
In the handheld. They're doing like.
Yeah, from their first to second.
No. The first PSP.
Yeah. But to the what? Which one?
Just, it went what? To make a PlayStation 2 into portable.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Just focus on UMD quality imagery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I suppose that's enough to talk about 3DS. You know, watch the video. I'll post something about the launch titles eventually. The fact that you're speaking of the PSP is tonight is in America is corresponding to Japan time, where there's a press conference going on, supposedly detailing the specs of the PSP 2. The rumors are right now that it's going to have two OLED screens that are bigger than the current, you know, PSP screen. Two analog sticks. Two screens. I know, right? Who would ever think of that?
Whoa.
Two analog sticks. It's supposed to have a touch screen panel on the back.
Touch screen?
Yeah, it's supposed to have a depth sensing camera on the front. And then possibly accelerometer, gyrometer stuff in it too.
Does it have a projector built into it too?
Don't know about projector.
Doesn't it come with a rocket engine?
No, but the fact that you say projector or whatever, it's the other big rumor is it's gonna have 3G connectivity.
Yeah.
So.
With who?
Or how much?
Don't know. Don't know.
$10 a game.
Yeah. Right. So will you have to have a subscription with it? Will it just be data, like a Nook that's constantly being pushed into it for free?
Well, I mean, if it does its crap like PSP Go did, and like Sony has some kind of weird thing with T-Mobile.
No UMD.
Well, what? Yeah. Again, no UMD. So it's all through PSN, which that went well the last time they tried that. And then the other thing is like. Yeah, PSP Go, you could go through T-Mobile to have some kind of internet connection base, essentially. But I don't know that anybody ever did that.
Well, I wasn't familiar with that.
Connection speeds weren't that great, so.
Well, you think of it this way. I mean, a 3G network doesn't really do well with massive amounts of data, right? You're dealing in the megabyte size. So if you're downloading a PSP game...
Might take a while
using your 3G network. So it's probably not going to be built with that purpose in mind.
If you're purely downloading something, I mean, you're talking a couple gigs at a time. I mean, it might be nice just to get the download speeds up there, but online gaming,
I'm still saying, dude, I do not want to be downloading gigs with a 3G network.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Or wireless.
Well, I'm fine with that. I mean, I will take that. That's obviously more realistic. I mean, what else?
Right, I mean, I'm doing...
Well, it comes with a USB port, too. The place.
Yeah, you can just hardwire that sucker into something.
I mean, that's presumably what the Go was, but...
Well, what you could do with the Go is, like, you could download everything on your PlayStation and then just transfer
it
straight to your
Go. You can
Go.
Do that with your PlayStation Portable, not Go, too.
Right,
I mean,
right. That's the sane way for anybody to do that stuff.
Right. But... What is that 3G network going to be used for? I think is more interesting.
That's true. It could, I mean, hell, like, you could do phone service.
Well, they're making a phone.
I doubt it.
PlayStation phone.
Yeah, but then you're going to have a contract with it, and
yeah,
and there's already a PlayStation phone that's on that's like is real. There's a PlayStation phone that's real.
Right. It would be ridiculous to try to just make this all one device, though.
Well, why would you create a phone when you already have a phone on the market that just was like announced? You know, less than a month ago.
Yeah.
What is it? What's the thing called? It's through like Sony's for Xperia or something like
Sony
that.
Sony Ericsson.
It's Sony Ericsson, yeah. But their Xperia network or something
I
like
see
that.
What you're
piece
yeah,
of
I don't know, whatever.
Turd like that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Engage.
On. Yeah. So by tomorrow, by the time you're listening to this, listener, the information of the PSP 2. Whatever it's called, will be out there.
Should be happening. We'll probably have a post.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Exciting.
How much money will it cost?
$457.
Fuck, I know, right? $599.
Well, Nintendo said they could get away with $250 for a handheld, so let's make ours cost twice as much.
Well, what was the other thing? The what did the PSP come out as when it, how much was that?
It was 200.
Yeah.
Was it not 250?
I thought it was like 250 or 3.
I thought it was $299 for like a box set of it, and then $250 for your.
Yeah, I thought you could get like some stuff that came with it that made it
like a one gig stick, yeah, 512 stick,
right?
And
it was something like copy of Jack and Daxter standards. Yeah, it's outrageous. Like we're talking like 2005.
It would have a custom Darth Vader faceplate.
Yeah.
PSP. Oh,
do you remember those old?
Yes, I do.
Commercials, so terrible.
Cluster bomb.
Oh man, so terrible.
Yes. So hopefully more of that to come in the future.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. I'm excited to see what the details are.
Yeah. I think just they should combine the DS and the 3DS and the PSP 2 together.
Yeah.
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 Have it a Microsoft product.
That'll happen.
Just do it.
Yep.
It's a Nike product.
Just slap Zune on it and call it good.
Yeah, exactly.
The P3D.
I don't know if there's anything else we want to talk about here.
I guess that's it.
That weird Street Fighter movie that came out, that like fan-made Street Fighter movie that came out a while ago.
It's going to have 10-part.
10-part online miniseries, yeah. For pay, I think.
What? I have to pay for that shit?
Maybe.
The point of a webisode, right?
It's supposed to be like a... yeah, like it's going to be free on the web and then buy it on DVD.
Oh, okay.
Like Dr. Horrible or something like that.
Yeah.
Red versus Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of
stuff. There you go. Oh, there we go. I've got the full list of PS or 3DS games here. Pilot Wings Resort, Nintendogs and Cats, Shin Megami Tensei, Devil Survivor, Overclocked, that Street Fighter 4, or Super Street Fighter 4 3D Edition, Resident Evil, Mercenaries 3D, Madden NFL Football, The Sims 3, Pro Evolution Soccer 2010 3D, Lego Star Wars 3, The Clone Wars, Ridge Racer 3D, Dual Pen Sports. Yes, I said that.
Dual Pen?
Yes, I said that.
Yeah.
Sports.
Yep, that one too.
All in the
Super
same
Monkey
game.
Ball 3D, Thor, God of Thunder, Crush 3D, Bust a Move Universe.
Is that Thor game like movie game?
I don't know. Doesn't say.
Like
Bust a Move Universe, Samurai Warriors Chronicles, Dead or Alive Dimensions, Asphalt 3D, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon, Shadow Wars, Combat of Giants Dinosaurs 3D, Combat of Giants : Dinosaurs 3D. Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell 3D, Rayman 3D, Rabbids Travel in Time. That's about it. That's all I got. Look forward to our end of the year, or our game of the year stuff that'll be up by the end of this week sometime. What else is there? Video features are now a thing. We need a good name for it, and that's coming up. Thank you for listening to Boss Barrel Radio episode 23. Emails at bbr@bossbarrelradio.com. What else is there on this that I need to talk about? Ghost Trick review coming up soon. I think that's it. I think we're good. Yeah?
Yeah.
Hands in the air.
All right.